Fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world today, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from those high rocky mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you tonight, folks, here at the two headquarters of our two police and military associations. We're quite busy tonight. We're working on our sheriff's edition we're putting out to get the sheriffs to understand their position in the community and how they're there to be a representative and protector of the people. Hard at work at that, but we wanted to take time off to do the radio program, and we thank you for being here with this old cop, Jack McLam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains. And I am so blessed tonight. I have a great honor, actually. I have what I call my papa in the freedom movement here with us tonight to be on the program with us. He's our guest, and his name is Reverend Lindsey Williams, a Baptist minister for over 30 years. He is the one, you might remember, Lindsey Williams went to the Alaska Pipeline in 1971 as a missionary. And he has a lot of important information for the American people today on the energy non-crisis. Yes, sir, we believe and are being told we're in an energy crisis, folks, and that we are dependent on foreign oil. And that's exactly what the internationalists want us to be, dependent on foreign oil. There's a reason for that. And I've asked my dear brother Lindsey Williams to be with us tonight to talk about it. But let me give you a little background about how I know this guy and why he's my papa in the freedom movement. Oh, almost two decades ago, he and I met, and I was so impressed with what he was doing and sharing with the American people about the lies that were being told about we're out of oil, America doesn't have enough oil to support itself. And, of course, Lindsey knew different. He had, he's going to tell that story. But I was a struggling police officer, struggling to stay on the job because I was the most highly decorated officer, but also the most fired officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, because of my work through Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter to educate our police and soldiers in their constitutional oath. And I was putting out that publication, also serving as a lawman. And Lindsey Williams came along, and we met. And I was just absolutely enamored with him, what he was doing for America. We've got a break coming up real quick, and we'll be right back, and we'll get Lindsey Williams on here to tell us what we need to know about the energy non-crisis. We'll be right back, folks.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833. 988-6833.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program, folks. And like I say, we're very honored to have our dear brother, Reverend Lindsey Williams, on with us tonight. And just giving a little background here, Lindsey took me under his wing. He was a well-known author, and his book, The Energy Non-Crisis, was just astounding people all over this nation. And he was asked to speak for the big preparedness expos that were being held for 10 years, actually, before the Y2K 2000 situation. And he invited me down to the preparedness expos. And the night I was there, he asked me if I would share his speaking time with him. Well, I was just so impressed with Lindsey. I felt embarrassed to get up on the platform with him. He was one of the major speakers for the preparedness expos for years. And but he got me up there, and my goodness gracious, my life changed then forever, because Dan, who put on the preparedness expos, asked me if I would want to be one of his speakers and talk about how we were reaching out into the hearts and minds of our police and military. And I accepted, and so Brother Lindsey Williams was the man who really gave Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter our start at going around this nation for 10 years and talking to literally hundreds of thousands of people and police officers and soldiers about the need to get our police and soldiers back on the side of the American people. And so, Brother Lindsey Williams, I am so honored to have you here tonight, and I am so excited to see what you're doing for America and continue to do for America, brother. And I'd like to just bring you on, Lindsay, and turn the microphone over to you and have you tell us what we need to know. Now, I know that that's the best way to handle this, and we would ask the people not to call in tonight if they would, because we have so much important information to give out to them. Brother Lindsay, will you take the microphone and just tell us what we need to know at this time about this non-energy crisis?
Thank you, Jack, for allowing me the privilege of being on your program. It was my privilege to allow you to be on my program many years ago, and I will never regret it, because you literally have informed millions of people across America with your Aid and Abet newsletter. And it's my honor and my privilege to do what I did back then, and it's a privilege to be on your show tonight, because right now we are at a crisis in this United States of America. People don't realize a fraction of what we're facing out there right now. Well, maybe some do, especially those on Republic Broadcasting. And it reminds me, 1 year ago, approximately this time, I was on Republic Broadcasting, and at the time, gasoline was less than $2 a gallon, $1.60, $1.70. Uh-huh. And I said at the time, gasoline is going to be $3 a gallon in the near future. And I said, you're going to consider this broadcast tonight to be prophetic. I'm sure a lot of people thought, oh, this old kook, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But you see, the problem is, I was there. I heard them talk about doing all this. And as one talk show host said to me the other day, he said, when you published your book, The Energy Non-Crisis, the first edition, did you really expect gasoline prices to go to $3 a gallon? I said, sure, I did. The talk show host was amazed. He said, you really did? I said, yeah, but I'll tell you something else. You haven't seen anything yet.
That's right.
It's going to $4 a gallon in the near future. It will be $5 a gallon before you can possibly imagine. And I said, the goal is $6 and $7 a gallon before they begin to level out. Folks, I just wish somehow that I could help you understand that in order to spare your family, in order to save you from going hungry in your home, because you can't afford this. Home heating fuel, price of natural gas, the price of gasoline at $6 and $7 a gallon. The great American dream, as we know it, is going to be the great American nightmare. It's quite interesting. I think it was just a few weeks ago, I was on the radio show with Reverend Butch Paul.
Yeah.
Some of you will recognize him. I think he's on some other. Anyway, I was on with him, and I'd been on with him about a year ago. And at the time, he said to me, he said, Lindsay, you know, I'd like to be able to prove what you're saying. Dr. Stan Monteith said the same thing to me a while back. He said, no, I believe you because you're a Christian. You're a born-again man. I've been a minister for many years. So he said, I believe what you say. But he said, I'd really like to be able to prove this. He said, is there any way that you can give me some sort of physical proof of the fact that you are saying is the truth? And I said, yes. I said, I sure can. I'll give you the name of a gentleman who is still, the only one that I know of, that is still on the oil field in Alaska up at Prudhoe Bay. He works for BP now. He used to be with ARCO, and ARCO, of course, bought out BP. And I said, I will give you this oil executive's name and let you call him, prove who he is, and ask him if my book is true.
Uh-huh.
Well, Jack, I was amazed myself at what Butch Paul said, because he did call this gentleman. He proved that he today is on the oil field. He's an old man, one of the oldest men up there. And he asked him, he said, is Lindsay Williams' book correct? And the gentleman said, yes, everything Lindsay Williams says in his book is true. And then Brother Butch Paul said, is that a chapter in there about Gull Island and the humongous pool of oil that's there and it being classified material? Not one bit of oil has been brought to the American public. He said, is that correct? He said, yes, that is correct. And he said, did Mr. Ken Fromm, the senior executive of the Land Richfield, write that chapter? He said, yes. He said, so Lindsey Williams, what he says about the fact that we have enough crude oil on our own soil to supply the whole United States of America, he said, that is correct then. He said, yes, that is correct. But he said, Lindsey's only telling part of the story. And this is what was so surprising to me. And so he asked me, he said, what? He said, Lindsey's only telling part of the story. He said, yes. He said, since Lindsey was here on the oil field at Prudhoe Bay, we have since discovered a second pool of oil. And, Jack, I didn't even know about this until the other day when I was on Pastor Butch Paul's show. He said, they have since discovered a second pool of oil that we think is almost the size of the one at Gull Island, and he said, we positively have more oil than you can imagine of. We could easily do what Lindsey says in his book. The price of gasoline at the gas pump within the next 6 to 9 months could be less than $1.50 a gallon if only the government in Washington, D.C., would level with the American people. If our president, who is an oil man, if our vice president, who knows this, he knows it. You better believe Dick Cheney knows it.
Sure.
He was head of CEO Halliburton. If he would allow the American people to know the truth and bring the oil from the North Slope of Alaska to the refineries of America, the price of gasoline could be less than $1.50 a gallon within the next 6 months in the United States of America. The price of natural gas for the generating of electricity, heating your homes this winter, which is going up 50% to 70%, that price of natural gas could be one half of the price of what it is today. You see, we're pumping back into the ground at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, 1 billion cubic feet of natural gas every 24 hours because the government of the United States of America will not allow it to be brought to the American people by a design plan. In fact, they're using 48 747 type jet aircraft engines to pump that natural gas back into the ground because there's no place to put it, no pipeline to bring it to the United States of America from the North Slope of Alaska. And yet the senior citizens, the people who are on fixed income, are going to be taking food off the table this winter and putting it in to the heating oil and to the gas tank of their automobiles. It is an atrocity that should cause the American people to rise up in arms and impeach everybody from the president down in Washington, D.C.
There will be death. There will be death this winter. Death. People dying because they aren't able to heat their homes, brother, because of this high price. You can guarantee that.
But it doesn't have to be. None of this needs to be. But you see, they have to do it this way. They have no choice because this is one of those situations where they can and they can't. They can't get out of it. They can't get into it. It is a situation that is so devastating that every time I think about it, and when I do a radio show, it just alarms me even yet until today to realize that we are destroying, are destroying the great American dream. They are doing away with the wonders of what this country is all about and everything that Republic Broadcasting stands for and everything that you and Jack McLamb stand for and everything that Aid and Abet Magazine stands for. And they are destroying it because, well, let's put it this way. Every official in Washington, D.C., from our president down, is scared to death, shaking in their shoes, because they know what happened to John F. Kennedy when he tried to tell the truth.
Absolutely.
They know what happened to Larry McDonald on Flight 007 when he tried to tell the American people some things, and he had to be taken out. They know what happened to George Hanson, the congressman from Idaho, when they finally destroyed him and then said after they had destroyed his home and destroyed his health and destroyed his place in Congress, they said, oh, we made a mistake. You never did anything wrong. And now they're sitting back knowing that on the North Slope of Alaska is enough oil to supply the entire United States of America for this period of time, and yet they will not tell the American people the truth. And we're going to tell you why in just a few minutes and who it is that's doing it.
Well, thank you, Brother Lindsay. Folks, we're up on a break here. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. I want to ask you, please, get a pencil and paper. Get a pencil and paper. You're going to want to write down some very important information for you and your family. So we'll be right back after this break.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Brothers and sisters out there across the radio listening audience, I want to tell you something. Remember the other day we were so excited because the American people made such a commotion over the government, the Senate Judiciary going to pass this hate crimes legislation, and we called and we wrote and we called and we called and emailed. And we caused such a commotion across America that they pulled the hate crimes bill out of the Child Safety Act and went ahead and passed the Child Safety Act without the hate crimes bill. Folks, this is what we need to do about this oil situation. We need to raise Cain. I want you to get a pencil and paper and be ready to copy because the American people have to know how we're being conned. Not just you and me who are listening to this program today with Lindsay Williams, but all of our relatives and friends who are going to suffer tremendously as the price of everything in America goes up, that it is delivered by truck or by train or by plane, as the price of oil goes up. Not just your oil in your car, not just the oil in your for your heating, but every product in America. It's going to be devastating. We have to make noise. We have to get up and do something about this. Brother Lindsay, go ahead and take off where you left off. I just wanted the American people to know out there that this has something to do with every facet of their life in the coming days. Go right ahead, brother.
Jack, you're right. From the toothbrush that you use to brush your teeth at night, made out of plastic, comes from crude oil. From the asphalt highway that you drive on, the state must pave it, and the price is going up by the day.
Yeah.
To the plastic in your automobile, even to the telephone that we're holding up, or the radio that
yeah.
you're listening over right now, made out of plastic. It all comes from crude oil. To the price at the grocery store, have you noticed how the prices are going
yes.
up?
Yeah.
Well, the reason is because the price of that diesel fuel is $3 a gallon. Now, there are a lot of people listening to the program this afternoon that may say, how can you make such drastic statements? What's your credibility? We don't see any documentation as to who you are. Well, very briefly, and I'll do it very briefly, for many have heard this, but I think we need to repeat it right now so you can know
right.
why I'm credible in what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In 1970, I was a missionary in the state of Alaska. I had been a Baptist pastor for over 15 years, and that was the year they announced they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline and that 25,000 pipeliners were going to converge on the state of Alaska to build that pipeline. First thing that came to my mind, being a born-again Christian and a pastor and a minister of the gospel, was 25,000 of the most cussingest, drinkingest, onerous folks on the face of the earth. And believe you me, the pipeliners were that and everything else plus. And I said, they need some spiritual guidance. So I went to Alyeska Pipeline Service Company. That was a consortium of nine major oil companies that were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. By the way, that was the biggest and most expensive project ever undertaken by a private enterprise in the history of the world. $12 billion in 3 years
yeah.
to build the biggest pipe ever constructed for the carrying of crude oil, 4 feet in diameter, 800 miles long, from the Arctic Ocean down to Valdez, Alaska. And I went to Alyeska and I said, don't you need a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline? And they said, we never had a chaplain on any pipeline in the world. We don't know what to do with you. Well, I kept going back and back and back. And after a while, I guess they got tired of seeing me around. Persistence paid off. And they said, okay, we'll give you the northern seven camps on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. Go up there and see what you can do. Well, I did. About 6 months later, Mr. R.H. King, personnel relations man with Alyeska, came to me and he said, chaplain, we never realized what good you'd be for us. And he said, we never realized how much money you would be saving us and your counseling fees and everything else since we don't pay you anything. He said, we've just voted to give you executive status. And I said, what does that mean? He said, we'll give you an executive pass, go any place you'd like. You'll never be limited as to what you can see on the pipeline. And he said, we'd like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. Jack,
uh-huh.
I had not the slightest idea that for the next 3 years' time, by the providence of God, in no way in the world this little old unknown missionary out in the bush of Alaska flying airplanes around helping missionaries, building churches, winning souls, no way in this world that I could have ever gotten into the board meetings with the richest, most powerful, controlling, manipulative people on the face of this earth. I mean, I sat with those that most people read about. Most authors will look to someone else's books, will investigate them, and write a book about this. I didn't do that. Every one of my books are fact. I lived the story. I know who these people are. I heard them talk. I sat in their board meetings for 3 years. Jack, it changed my life. If someone had said to me in 1970, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world? I would have laughed at them and said, who are you, a John Bircher? If someone had said to me in 1980, after I wrote my book, do you believe that there are a group of people on the face of the earth who tell the president what to do, who controls Congress, who dictates to the world, and who tell the Arabs and the other oil-producing countries what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil for that day, I would have said, not only do I believe it, I sat and listened to them talk about it. So what I'm saying on this broadcast today does not come second-handed from research of someone else's materials or reading somebody else's book. I lived it. I sat across the dinner table from them. I rode around on the north slope of Alaska with them when they were taking tours. I sat in their board meetings. Now, they have an agenda. They know exactly what they're going to do. They had a 30-year plan for the Arab. They've carried it out to a T. When we come back, I'll tell you the rest of the story.
Okay, brother. You hang on, folks. Like I say, I hope you're well-armed by now. You have your pencil and paper. We have to get a movement going. Very quick. among the American people to put down the enemies of God and liberty in this nation. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. This, folks, to your and my lives, every American listening today, this is one of the most important programs we've ever done because we're literally being driven into third world nation status by the fraud that's been perpetrated upon us because of this oil situation. So, Brother Lindsay, just pick up where you left off and let's go forward and give the people what they need to get this message out far and wide.
Have your pencils and paper ready, because in a few moments, I would like to tell you how I want to give you as a gift a copy of my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. It is the only book on the face of the earth.
Yep.
Part of it was written by a senior executive with Atlantic Richfield and is entitled, If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, This Will. You'll find it recorded nowhere else, because just after that, this information was classified, and the only place it's recorded on the face of the earth is in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. Now, this is not a pamphlet. This is a full-length, over 240-page book that I want to give you as a gift. It has a beautiful cover on it. you wouldn't mind giving it to any congressman and saying, I'd like to prove this to you. You see, we are in dire straits. The average American does not have the slightest idea that they're facing $4 and $5 and $6 a gallon gasoline at the gas pump. The average American does not have the slightest idea why the United States of America must invade Iran before March of next year. I mean, folks, if you knew what I know, it would startle you to the point of almost curling your toenails. We must invade Iran before March of next year, and in a few moments I'm going to tell you why. First of all, let me give you a statement that was made by the governor of the state of Alaska. I don't think anyone should know any better than the man who is actually the governor of the state where this massive amount of oil is on our own soil that could bring the price of gasoline to $1.50 a gallon or less within the next 6 to 9 months. And he stated he was on the Bill Maher TV show. It's entitled Real Time. He was there on March the 18th, 2005, and he said, quote, there is potentially enough crude oil on the north slope of Alaska to last the United States of America for 200 years. And he is correct. Listen to what Texas oil analyst Matt Simmons said in a periodical just the other day. He said oil prices could rocket to $100 within 6 months, plunging the world into an unprecedented fuel crisis. Now, we are on the verge of something that is the greatest atrocity that probably has ever been perpetrated on the American people, and our president knows about it. Our vice president knows about it.
Yes,
many of our congressmen know it, and they are shaking in their shoes because they don't know what to do about it, and here's the reason why they don't know what to do about it. You see, back in the days of the Reagan administration, we had a Secretary of State by the name of Mr. Henry Kissinger. Kissinger went to nearly every leading oil-producing country in the world at that time. The Arabs back in those days, as you remember, had been nothing but nomads roaming the desert riding camels for many, many years.
Very true.
He went to them and he said, we'll make you rich. He said, we'll make you some of the wealthiest people on the face of the earth. We'll build your oil fields. You see, oil had been chosen in the early 60s as the method of controlling the world by the power elite. And so Kissinger carried out their program, went to all these oil-producing countries, said, we'd like to cut you a deal. They said, what is it? He said, number one, we will buy oil from you. Number two, you must denominate oil sales in American dollars. Number three, you must turn around and use a certain portion of that money. We'll designate what percentage of the oil that we buy from you, the money that you denominate in American dollars, you must turn around and buy our T-bills and our national debt with a certain percentage of that. Every country that Mr. Kissinger went to signed on the dotted line with the exception of two. One was Iraq. The other one was Iran. And as a result, I'll talk about Iran in just a moment. Now, they signed on the dotted line. As a result, they're buying our national debt today, along with other countries buying it also. If we produce oil from our own soil at the north slope of Alaska, which we know is there, as you heard me tell the story earlier, as one pastor, a radio talk show host, called and talked with this top oil company executive, if we produced that oil and brought it to the refineries of America, we could bring the price of gasoline down to less than $1.50 a gallon within 6 to 9 months, but the administration in Washington cannot do that. They cannot fess up and be honest with the American people. Why? Because there'd be no one to buy our national debt. They have themselves between a rock and a hard place. They're in a mess and don't know how to get out of it. And they don't dare be honest to the American people, because if they did, they know that they would have more problems than they have now. If they did not buy this oil from these foreign sources, from the Arabs and from other oil-producing countries, in turn, they would not buy our national debt, this horrific $8 trillion that we've gotten ourselves into through pork spending. And
absolutely.
Yet, on the other hand, they are destroying our great American dream. They're relegating us to the status of a third-world country while they sit up there in Washington with the horrible situation that they have produced. And they are in a mess because they don't know what to do. Now, They have Iran on there as a problem. Watch it. By March of next year, Iran says we'll have all the flow lines in pipe and ready. We'll have everything in place to flood the world with cheap oil. Iran has the third largest oil field in the world. And they say, we're going to flood the world with cheap oil. We'll sell it at our price. You know what it cost in Saudi Arabia to get a barrel of oil out of the ground? $5 a barrel. Why are we paying $60? You know what it cost on the North Slope of Alaska to get a barrel of oil out of the ground? $3 a barrel. I didn't say to refine it or to transport it, but to get it out of the ground. Now, here is Iran that says, we're going to flood the world with cheap oil. And they say, not only that, but we're going to denominate those sales in euros.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
going to
happen as of March of next year when Iran brings this online. It will literally crash the American dollar. Now, they will use every excuse imaginable, including atomic weapons. Well, so what? North Korea has it. China has it. Israel has it. How many other nations in the world have atomic weapons? Why are we so concerned about Iran having one just try to protect themselves from some foreign invader? And so we're going to use any excuse we can to invade Iran. Why? Because the government, our officials know it, folks. The president, the vice president, the oil men, they know this. They know that if Iran brings that oil online, that as of March of next year, it will crash the American dollar. It'll go through the floor, and they have to use some excuse to stop Iran before March of next year. If the average American had the slightest idea of what a horrible crisis that we have ourselves in at this point. We have the oil on the North Slope of Alaska to bring the price to $1.50 a gallon. We have a mess with national debt of $8 trillion. There is an answer to all of this. We can bring back the great American dream. There is no reason for us to have our homes go cold this winter. There is a way out. Now, here's what I'd like you to do for me. I know in 1 hour I can only scratch the surface here. I'm only telling you a fraction of the story. I'd like to give you, as Paul Harvey says, the rest of the story. I just produced the other day a videotape entitled The Energy Non-Crisis. I've never done this before. There are certain things that I have never been willing to tell since I was in those board meetings with the oil company officials. And the reason I was never willing to tell it was too startling. Now the American people are at a point that they'll listen to some startling facts. And I have been willing to tell it just within the past few weeks' time. I have produced a videotape entitled The Energy Non-Crisis. Those that got my tape 6 months to a year ago, you've never seen this. And in it, I divulge some things I've never said before about the intricacies of how these people are doing all of this. And when you purchase my videotape, The Energy Non-Crisis, I want to give you as a gift a copy of my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, over 200 pages. And I'll tell you in a few moments why you must, for the sake of your family, for the sake of food on your table, it is going to happen. $4, $5, and $6 a gallon at the gas pump
is already
planned for the American people and for the American economy.
Everything
that Jack McLam is telling you on this broadcast day after day is true. I know Jack personally, and believe me, I trust him with some of my very being. Jack, you know what I'm talking about, but don't you dare tell the audience.
And
I'll tell you something. You've got to listen to this man. There will not be gasoline. You know, the federal government can tear up the presses and print all the money they want. A city and a state can't do that. And how in the world are the police officers going to afford the gasoline to run the automobiles and the school buses and everything else when it goes to $5, $6, and $7 a gallon? There's going to be bankruptcies of cities and counties and states across this country. And Jack and I know and we see you facing these things as people. And Jack is trying day after day, trying his best to get you to realize that the police forces in America and the policemen, what position they fill. And, I'm so glad you're coming out with this newsletter this month, Jack, about the sheriffs and their position, because they don't even realize what place they can fill in this whole situation.
They certainly don't.
If when America is turned around, it's going to be because of talk show hosts like Jack McLamb, and it's going to be because of networks like Republic Broadcasting and John Stattmiller and others and his team, and it's going to be because of people like this. When America is turned around, they're going to have to take the credit for the turnaround, because talk show hosts are reaching more people today with the message than any other given method of reaching the folks. So I am crying out unto you today, as I have never done before. Please, I would like to give you copies of four of my books as a gift when you purchase my full videotapes. And I'm going to do something else that I've not done in a long time. I want to give you a copy of the most controversial videotape you've ever heard in your life. I mean, give it to you as a gift. It's an hour and 7 minutes long. I did an interview with an economic hitman. That's right, an economic hitman, a man who helped set up all of these third world, all these oil-producing countries. And after he finished with his work, he had such a guilt conscience over what he had done until he gave me a 1 hour and 7 minute interview, which I have on videotape, and I'm going to give it to you as a gift, this 1 hour and 7 minute videotape, when you purchase my full videotapes as a set, The Energy
Wonderful.
Non-Crisis,
Wonderful.
My second one on vaccinations, my third one on deadly new diseases, my fourth one on Torn from the Land, and I want to give you a set of all four of my books. The Energy Non-Crisis, my second book, Syndrome of Control, half of which was written by a congressman who said, if you're crazy enough to print it, I'll give it to you. And he sat down with a tape recorder, and about a half of an afternoon, he dictated it, and I put it in a book, and you can have it. My third book, To Seduce a Nation, my latest book, You Can Live, 263 pages, a full library-sized book. When you purchase my full videotapes, I will give you a set of all four of my books. I will give you the 1 hour and 7 minute videotape entitled The Economic Hitman, and I'll also give you a 1 hour and 30 minute audio tape that will help save your family in light of the fact you cannot afford to go to the gas pump and pay the price of $5, $6, and $7 and drive back and forth to work every day. Now,
true.
Please
true.
Dial this 800 number and get the rest of the story. 800-321-2900. There'll be operators standing by. They'd like to help you. Joe Settlemyer is a America West airline captain, lives down the road from me. He said the other day, he said, when fuel increases 1 cent, it costs America West $5 million per year. You think they can stay in business? Not on your life with the price that gasoline's going to now. 800-321-2900, and let the operators tell you, I can't afford to do this, but I can't afford to be a slave in my own land either. Neither
Amen,
can
brother.
Jack McLamb.
Yeah, you Therefore, have children. You have children just like I do, brother, and we want them to have some freedom, and so do the listeners out there.
Yes, yeah. And that's the reason I'm offering this, because we can't afford to be a slave in our own land. We have to do
Amen.
Something about it. Now,
Amen.
This timing is critical, so I beg of you, please listen to what Jack is having to say day after day, and please get a copy of all four of my videotapes. You talk about the bird flu, MMR, DPT vaccinations for children. Listen to Dr. W.B. Clark. He said cancer was practically unknown until compulsory vaccination with cowpox vaccine began to be introduced. I've had to deal with at least 200 cases of cancer, and I never saw a case of cancer in an unvaccinated person. This is startling. You want to know some details? Two doctors went together with me in order to produce this one-hour documentary. I beg of you, let me get my full videotapes. They're not copywritten. Did you hear me correctly? I said not copywritten. I do not copyright my videos. I want you to copy them, give them to everybody you can as fast as you can, and especially my latest video entitled The Energy Non-Crisis, and I'll give you a copy of all four of my books, The Economic Hitman videotape, an hour and 7 minute long, the audio tape, an hour and 30 minutes when you purchase my full videotapes, so that you can know the entire story and just how critical this thing is. Gasoline must be brought down at the gas pump. There is a way around all of this. There is no reason for anyone to despair. the situation can be changed. They have an agenda, but there are a few of them and a lot of us. And when we take action, as Jack has suggested, there is something we can do about it. Politicians are listening right now merely because they know a year and a half from now they're going to be up for election again, and 2 years from now is going to be the election. And they are listening to you. For the first time, they will accept a copy of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, if you give it to them. And we can change the situation. There is enough on the North Slope of Alaska to do it. 1 year ago, crude oil was $37.05. Today, it's $61.28. It doesn't have to be that way. Congressman Roscoe Bartlett said before Congress, it's in the congressional record on April the 18th of 05, gasoline is going to $4 to $4.50 a gallon at the gas pump, and there will be chaos at the pump. He's exactly right. But that
across
doesn't
the country,
have to
too,
happen.
Brother. Not just at the pump, but every product in America is going to go up. We were at the Mexican food restaurant yesterday. My wife and I got a couple tacos. And, brother, the prices are already going up because of the price of gasoline. The prices on even food that you buy. We'll be right back, folks, with more from Lindsey Williams. Wrap up the program. It's critical, folks. This is the time to get the message out, and we can do it. We do it every time God's people get together and come out of their prayer closets and get busy. We can do it again. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome fact, folks, we're going to have to close out the program here. So much more for you to know, so much more that you need to share with your family and friends right away, folks. We can put this down. As I said, every product you go in and purchase, every time you go in a restaurant, anything that's delivered by truck, train, or plane is going to go up in price, just like we're seeing here in our local area. And they tell us it's because of the cost of delivery of the gasoline, the diesel. So, Lindsay, let's give out that information again, and I hope and pray everybody will get copies of these videos and your books and get them out far and wide. Go right ahead, brother.
The price of everything at the grocery store, the price of that food at that restaurant you went to could be going down and not going up. There is no reason for us to lose the great American dream and to lose our standard of living. $700 million per day is leaving the USA to pay for oil more than it did 2.5 years ago. The standard currency of the world is oil. And I hope that you'll allow me to say so many more things that we just have not had time to say on this broadcast.
True.
Please take this number down, 800-321-2900. About 6-7 months ago, the Lord said, start giving your books away. That's the reason I'm giving them to you today. When you get my videotapes, I will give you a book with every videotape. And I will give you, when you buy the set of videotapes, a 1-hour and 7-minute most startling documentary you've ever seen on how all this is done, how the oil situation is developed, and what they are doing to bring to pass the crisis that is here and developing more by the day, entitled Economic Hitman, of a man who was there. You've never seen anything like it. All four videos, I'll give you all four of my books, and I'll give you the videotape, Economic Hitman, 800-321-2900. Let's stop this. Let's produce the oil from our own soil. Let's bring the natural gas down the same corridor of the present natural gas and crude oil pipeline, not disturbing the ecology in any manner. Bring the price of home heating down. Bring the price of gasoline at the gas pump down. It can be done, and the only thing we need is some honesty in Washington, D.C., and for them to level with the American people.
And if we don't do it, Lindsay, what's going to happen if we don't do it now? It's going to go up and up and up. That's the plan, and they're working the plan.
The standard of living in America will be relegated to that of a third-world country in your lifetime and mine, Jack, and it's being done by an agenda that I heard many, many years ago, and I have begged people for the past 20 years to listen. Now we have our new updated and enlarged edition of the Energy Non-Crisis with a chapter written by a senior executive of Atlantic Richfield, because he likewise was trying to get the American people to understand that we can produce from our own soil. And the only place on the face of the earth you find this is in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. So, Jack,
well, brother, I'll tell you, I'm so happy you're here tonight. I want to have you back on. We have just barely hit the tip of the iceberg tonight. I hope you'll come back on with me again and go over some more things, would you, brother?
I'll be glad to, Jack. God bless you and keep up the good work.
Lord bless you, too. And, folks, this is the time to strike, because the prices are headed up. And we can do it. We've done it before with God's blessing and with Lindsay Williams' wonderful books and tapes. Order them tonight, please, folks. God bless all of you out there. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.